Welcome to Real Estate and Beyond with Christabel as your host. And today we are interviewing Dion Malish from Pittsburgh.
Yes, Pittsburgh, where the black and gold is, where the real black and gold started way before Realty One.
That's right. And she is the broker owner for Realty One Group Gold Standard.
Yes, 6.5 years.
6.5. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, it's really flying by as well as my life is going right with it. So there's that.
Yeah, I'm still in denial about that. I'm like, I'm still 30, right? Yeah. So Dion and I met, just for the viewers and the listeners, we met a while back last year, and she is just my kind of person. I mean, man, does this lady have a creative mind and a positive energy to her. So wonderful to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
And you are part of the Realty One Group family, and I do love talking to other brokers and finding out what makes this company so special and what makes your brokerage so special as well. So let's just dive right into it, shall we?
Absolutely.
So one of the things that really struck me about you when we met was that you have this way of creating a positive energy and positive vibe around you. It's just part of your personality. So I wanted to talk to you about how you grew your brokerage. You're pretty sizable at the moment, right?
Yes.
And how you were really able to maintain that it has a soul, a personality, a kind of a family feel to it. Because I think you've really succeeded in doing that when I've been speaking to your agents and looking at what they're doing in social media.
So I think one of the most fortunate things for us is that we were the first Realty One Group in Pittsburgh, right? We brought the model into this market where everything had been the same for 100 years. It was the same kind of business. They would have, you know, splits with their agents that they took a big percentage of the money when we came in, and we said, hey, we're going to give the agent back most of the money. And it literally disrupted the market. So we were fortunate that we were able to do that. Immediately, I fell in love with Realty One Group and the branding and the difference that it made in people's lives. So that made it easy to become a big brokerage, because we loved it so much that we shared that with everyone. We were doing things from the beginning that no other brokerage here was doing. We were recognizing our agents. We were, you know, talking about them. We were putting the agent first, and they were used to being behind the brokerage. We put them in front of, and it made a world of difference. So we grew very fast. We were at probably 150 agents in the first year and 3 months. And
wow.
That was pretty quick growth. And then things start to happen, and you start to buy other Realty Ones. That's what happened to us. Our first year, we had 3 franchises we bought within 12 months. It was a lot. We were just so worried about, you know, making sure that we got put into places that were up and coming in Pittsburgh. So we wanted to be there first. So that was the big thing, the disruptor model. That helped. But how do we keep it going is because the social media, we really use that platform to showcase our agents and ourselves so people could get to know who we really are. And it's made a world of difference for our company. Now, sure, we're nowhere where I want to be. I want to be 300, 400, 500 agents. We have a market of nearly 8,000 agents in Pittsburgh. So for us to only have 200, for me, is not enough. So I focus on that all the time. How do we get to that next level? So we just got to keep being real and authentic and let the people see that we are who we say we are. And that's important. And people will come up to our agents and they'll say to them, is she really that nice? And they'll say yes. Now, I'm not always nice, to be honest with you. There are some days that I'm not nice. I can only be nice 90% of the time, but there's still that 10% that every once in a while goes a little wild. But it's a very difficult industry, so we make it look easy. And I think that's what we did at the beginning. We made it look so easy that other Realty One groups suddenly opened up and were put very close to us. So we had some struggles doing that, but we pushed through to that, and we really do look at the fact that we have amazing people that work for our company. And we don't just take everyone. We have taken a couple of people throughout the last 6.5 years that we also got rid of quickly. So we have to look at that, because we don't want our culture to be messed up, right? Because we're doing a good job, and I don't want someone to come in here and spread cancer throughout our company. I just don't want that to happen. So we're very careful about that. We do whatever we can to help the agents. In fact, meeting you helped me understand a few things that we could do here. So us being together was really good for me too, because I learned some things from you as a new franchise owner that you were getting taught that we hadn't. When we opened at Realty One, we were the number 104. There's over 400 now. So we were definitely in the beginning stages of Realty One Group. And they will admit to you that we didn't have any of the cool stuff like we have today. So we had to make it all up. So I spent endless days and hours making up stuff just for us to get through it and being able to mentor and onboard agents. So it's been a ride. It's not all been easy, but it's been really cool. And I wouldn't want to be with another company outside of Realty One Group.
That's awesome. You actually touched upon a couple of things that I was talking about today with somebody that I was meeting, a new agent. And we talked about some companies that she had perceived had overpromised and underdelivered. And that's something kind of a pet peeve for me, because it seems like if you're setting your agents up for disappointment from the jump, that doesn't kind of seem like a good strategy to me.
No, it surely does not. And I believe that I over-deliver so much that it shocks me when someone wants to leave our company, because I think, how are you going to get all of that?
I don't think they can, actually. I think it's just a perception of somebody would manage to oversell what they are delivering, and they will probably underdeliver on what they're saying. They just exaggerated what it is, and somebody bought it. Yeah. Because I've only had a few agents leave ever, but we're early. But there's no way that they're getting the kind of support anywhere else other than here. And so it's disappointing, but at the same time, I'm a firm believer in things play out exactly as they should. And then maybe it wasn't the right fit if they didn't appreciate the support that they were getting here.
I agree with you, but I didn't there for a long time. I took it very personally because I was so personal about it, right? So I didn't have kids, but then I had this company of almost 200 people. So when somebody leaves, it breaks my heart. And even though I'm a big tough guy, tough girl, I'm a tough girl. You know, I've been through a lot. I've pushed through mountains of things. When somebody left our company, it was devastating. So I remember one very clearly that kind of put me over the edge, because the week prior I sat with this agent and we were doing stuff on the computer and I was showing him all these cool things, because I'm very creative. I'm a graphic designer prior to owning a real estate company. So I have some really cool ideas that I'd like to share. Sitting there beside me, talking, laughing. A week later goes by and I'm sitting in the eating area of our office, and we're sitting there and I look and he's walking in and he has this look on his face. I know the look, right? I've been through it enough. I know that look. And I'm like, Jake, what are you doing? And he goes, I need to talk to you. I said, no, you're not talking to me. Like, I knew. I felt it. I was like, no, I'm not talking. So forget it. So, and ended up, I finally get up and I could feel it. I knew the energy was off. I knew it. And he said, you know, this other company made me an offer. They're going to pay me to join their company. I'm like, really? I said, they're actually going to get that money back. It's just going to take them a minute to get it back, but they're going to take it from you to get it back. I'm shocked that you would believe that. So he made up all these excuses on why that he was going to do it. I was so upset that day that I literally got my stuff and I walked out of the office, and I was driving my Corvette that day. I remember clearly. So I drive down the highway and I go sit at this lake, and I'm parked at the lake. My staff had me on that thing on your phone where you can watch people, you know, that you have for your kids. I don't know, it's an app, that app. So they have this app on my phone. So they're watching me, because I went to a lot of appointments and some were in some crazy areas. So they always were paying attention to where I was in case I didn't come back. So they're sitting there watching me for 3 hours. I sat at the lake. Not one single person drove to that lake to check to see if I was all right. They had no idea. So I cried and cried and cried and cried for 3 hours straight. And I don't know if I have felt that bad about someone that you cared about so much, and they came right to you and they're like, it's just not enough what you're doing. It's not enough. And so I felt really bad that day. I ended up calling my husband, calling one of my coaches, and I talked to my coach for 2 hours. Good thing that he was new in his coaching business, because he was like, oh, you call me for anything. Well, I called him that day and it changed me. I can tell you it really changed me, because now I have a different perspective about it. But up until that point, I took it so personally because I loved so much and I gave everything that I had. But sometimes, no matter what, it's just not enough. And that was a big turning point for me in my mindset as well, because, you know, I live that. I know how important it is to be positive and think positive, but it broke me that day. So as an owner of a real estate company or of any company, you're going to have days like this, right? Days that aren't amazing. if you're watching TV and you're watching any of the real estate shows, that is not real life. And I think people think it is, but we make it look good too on social media because everything's so positive, right? We don't ever post negative stuff. I don't want to post negative because I don't want someone to post negative about me. But we do go through a lot as independent and owners of a franchise, as owners of people. Like we have all of these people to take care of and help and hope for them to have growth and for them to be more successful than we are. So it's been a ride, I'll tell you that. It's been really amazing, but it's been really hard.
You know, I was discussing this today, positive mindset. I'm kind of like you. I think I'm pretty positive most of the time, and I like to be, and that's where I feel like me. But and I was talking to somebody and I said, I think I'm positive about 90% of the time. And then if I'm really angry, that's something nobody wants to see. Like if something gets me really upset and angry, but I'm never depressed or like negative in general. I'm either like super positive or angry.
That's pretty much works exactly like that. Yeah.
Mindset is so important in this business, though. I don't know. Have you read the book Ninja Selling?
But I actually took a ninja selling class years ago. So I've been in real estate 20 years. It's been a long time. Probably in my second or third year, I took the ninja selling class, which was awesome for that time frame in my career. There was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, so I just recently read the book when I was vacationing in Maui, and it just has a lot of really good nuggets in it. And one of the things that it talks about is mindset and how mindset, you know, having a positive mindset, believing in yourself, and having the right mindset to succeed is so critical and important. And it dives into the details of that, but I really liked it. I'm actually doing a crash course into ninja selling here at the office.
Nice.
I'm just doing a cliff notes for anybody who doesn't want to read the actual book so they can sit through three classes. The first one focuses on mindset, the second one focuses on routines, and the third one on conversations. And
Perfect.
those, I think, are the three critical parts of the book. But something that I feel like people don't really understand is that if you have a negative mindset, it takes you on a negative journey. It
Always.
actually prohibits you from success. Do you agree with
Completely.
that?
100% agree. I've been studying mindset and self-development for so many years that I can't even imagine living a different way. So going through a lot in a lifetime, we have choices to make, right? And it's I choose to make the positive choices, even during the hardest times, because there's always something positive in every negative, and you can't think positively and negatively at the same time. So I choose to think the positive side. Now, it doesn't say that I'm perfect and I don't have days that I get angry, right? Because you have to stand up for yourself. You can't just be this nice little flower and everybody just like pick on you all day long. There's going to be a moment that it's going to change, and that 10% of the time is normal. I think that's absolutely normal. Positive mindset has changed my life. It's changed my career path. It's changed everything because where I come from, there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of people that don't believe in themselves and they were never taught to. So I grew up in a trailer. I lived in a trailer till I was 18 years old with my sisters in one bedroom. We had literally one closet and one dresser, set of drawers, and that's it. Three girls till I was 18. So I know what that felt like, and that's not the life I wanted to live. So I had to change, and I had to make choices because I could have went down the wrong path. I was already venturing down the road, and I was like, "Oh, this is fun. Oh, this wrong path is fun. I like it. I like this path. It's way more fun than the good side." But then I stopped one day and I said, "This is not the life I want." And so I shifted and I changed. And it's made the world of difference. It doesn't mean that we're going to go through life and everything's going to be perfect, but it means that we're not going to stay in that place forever. We're going to stay there maybe for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, even an hour or two, but we can't live in it. And that's the difference, I think, between people that understand mindset and don't. We're not living in that space. Constantly reading, I'm constantly listening. Right now, I'm listening to this book that's right here. Hold on, because I think it's one of the best books I've ever listened to. And it's making such a world of difference to me. It's called A Happy Pocket Full of Money. It is so good. So if you
All
ever
right, I'm
have
reading
time
it.
to read or listen, this is a book I would say, and there's something very special in this book that I've never seen in all of the books that I've ever looked at. If you notice, you see the affirmations?
Yes.
They're through the whole book like that, page after page after page of that same thing telling you this. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Just saying that feels good,
Right?
right? Right? So it's how you talk, how you think, that what you say after I am is the truth. You say I am a loser, you say I am a winner. I am abundant. I am full of joy. I am happy. Those things are what push you through the hard times because you actually believe in yourself. And that's if without that, without mindset, I just don't think you can be successful. You can't be negative all the time. You just can't live in that. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. Well,
and it also, there's a saying that says your vibe attracts your tribe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're constantly negative, nobody will want to be around you or work with you. That's just a fact. So if you're going through life complaining and just bringing negativity into situations, the only people you're going to attract are those kinds of people. That just, it's kind of an endless spiral downwards, you know?
I do know. And you might find yourself lonely. You might find yourself not many really close friends because that's just, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But it's okay because you love yourself enough to know that you're doing everything you can to help and affect and make other people's lives amazing. And that feels incredible. So I don't need to be swarmed by negativity. I just don't. And I won't. It's so true. It's really everything. You know, when I think about it, I'll just tell you a little bit of my backstory. You know, when I was younger, you know, I had a boyfriend who once said that I would never be anything without him. And yeah,
I mean, I love those.
Yeah, I love that. Right. And so now he's sitting in a crack house in the local town and I'm actually building a company. So I guess I was okay without you, buddy, because I'm doing just fine. But you know, those things, I could have let those things get in my head the whole time. When I was 14, someone spray painted something bad about me on the church steps and I had to scrub it off. So I look back at that and I think, how, I was 14. I was so impressionable. When we were 14 back then, we were actually like young kids, right? We enjoyed life and ran around and did kickball and softball and, you know, ran and hide and seek. We did outside things when we were kids, when I was 14. When that day was so bad and negative, what if I stayed there? What if I proved them all right?
Well, I'm glad you didn't. I mean, look at you today.
Yeah. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with living in a trailer. I'll give you that. We had a great life. My mom had made the best food. Every night we had food on the table. There's kids today that wish they had a mom cook every single day. And
I'm sure mine fall into that category.
You know, it was so good. My mom is the best cook and it was so amazing. We had a ton of love in those tin walls. But as I grew up, I realized like, that's not where I want to be. You know, I want to have everything I ever dreamed of. And even so, people will say, your life is so great. Well, no, really, it's for me. I want so much more because I want to be able to give back so much more. And that's why this model was so attractive, because we could change agents' lives. You could go work for the local, you know, local real estate companies, the big box companies, and they're just going to keep feeing you to death, taking your money. But we're going to give you back as much as we possibly can to make a success and make a successful brokerage so that you can live the life of your dreams. How cool is that?
That is so cool. That is so cool. And I think everything you're saying, it's very easy to understand when I listen to you, why you have been able to build that culture within your company of a family, because that's, you're all about that.
I really am. And not having, like you said, I never had kids and didn't want them my whole life. And then I grew up and had a real estate brokerage. And so I have
200 kids later.
Kids, you know, and they're not really kids, but they're to me, like I would fist fight for them, you know, and they know that. And that's the thing, like for me, I don't ever understand that. Like I would do anything and I'm always available and I'm always answering them back. It's been 6 years. I still get questions on how do I open my email? And I'm like, my name is not Google, but let me guide you to the right person. You know, I'm still getting those questions because I've had an open door policy the whole time. Now, do I want to get those questions anymore? No. I mean, I think I'm past that point where I, you know, go to the admin staff and they'll tell you how to get in your email, but I at least know enough to guide them in the right direction. And I want to be part of their success. And I want to be the proud parent that says, oh my gosh, these agents are doing so well here. I mean, we've had agents that are closing 160 transactions a year. I'll tell you that story. That agent came to us from a company he had a partner admin with him, and he was paying that admin an enormous amount of money because he thought that he needed that help. So we sat down and talked, and I said, look what you can do with that money. And I helped guide him in the right direction to the point where he disassociated with the partner. And he is living an incredible life. He has a full-time job. He sold 158 houses last year. He has a team of agents, all of which are making over $100,000 a year. And he is living his life his way. Because the why? Because real estate, it's his business. It's not Dion's business. We're just that umbrella over top of them. Just give them some guidance when they need it, and they can build their business right underneath.
They can soar.
Yeah, they can really soar. I want them all to make way more money than I ever dreamed.
That's so wonderful. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about was, and you kind of touched upon this earlier, is that you have a very strong background in marketing. And I think that that gives you a very unique offering in terms of what you bring to the table for your agents. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So let's talk about marketing, because for most of my life, I always said that I loved marketing. But actually what I loved is design, graphic design. I love pretty things, right? So if I saw something and it looked great, I'd be like, that is amazing. I love marketing. Well, I didn't realize marketing isn't the picture. Marketing is the words. It's how you attract the people through the words, right? So until the last couple of years, I never really understood that you had to match the market with your message. All I was doing was showing the pretty pictures, creating the beautiful book cover, you know, doing the nice thing to make everything look perfect. Oh, don't squish the logo. You know, don't do that because I want this perfect picture. When the reality of it is, if the message didn't attract the audience, they didn't care about the picture.
This is so interesting that you say this, because this was the same realization I came to about 25 years ago. I thought the message didn't matter. I said it out loud. It doesn't matter what you're saying. The words don't matter, just as long as it looks good. Yeah. And it is a crazy day when you realize how untrue that is.
So I would be the one that would put together, you know, all the beautiful stuff, make the beautiful brochures, all the cool stuff, right? But the message was selling your home. That's not a message. That's not the message. So, you know, I did really well because I always had beautiful stuff with me. So I'd always had that thud factor, right? I'd go into a listing appointment, I'd had a bunch of stuff, I could, you know, make a presentation. But if someone would beat me out, I'd be like, what the heck did they do? You know, so I just couldn't understand. I have that hard time. Like, if somebody doesn't like me, I have a hard time understanding why. If somebody leaves our company, I have a hard time because I feel like in my heart that I've given every bit that I possibly can. The same thing I did in my real estate business. Marketing was important, but I really didn't even understand marketing. So if I don't understand marketing, agents surely don't understand marketing. So there's a whole industry called marketing that talks about your story. And that's what we do on social media. We share our reality show, right? That's how the Kardashians got famous. We would have never known about them if they didn't share all their stories. Now, we don't like all their stories. They're not the greatest stories. But some people are glued to that television after all these years, still watching them, because they shared a story. That's one of the most important things I can share with the audience is tell your story. Don't be afraid of your past. Use your past to elevate your future. Boy, that's good. I like that. Use your. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, write that down. We're going to use that. I'll copy it from you and claim to have come up with it.
So I would recommend every agent take a marketing class. Take a class and learn about how to tell the story so that you can attract the right people in your life. And that's what I always say instead of recruiting. I don't want to be a recruiter. I want to be an agent attractor, a place where agents are attracted to. It's the place where agents graduate to. I want them to go to the other companies if they want and do their trainings or whatever they need to do. But when you're ready to graduate and make the most money you can, come to Realty One Group Gold Standard, because we're giving you everything. We give you so much and we give you most of the money. I mean, how can you beat that?
You can't beat that. That's the thing. You know, I was talking to a newer agent today, and on a very basic level, communicating the same thing you're talking about, which is I told her that she needs to be her and let her personality shine. And I said the common misconception with anybody who gets their license or a law degree or anything like that is, oh, now I need to be formal and hide my personality. And that's totally incorrect, because people will only work with people that they actually like. And if you're spending time hiding your personality, they're not getting a grasp of who you are. And then one step further is really sharing and telling your story and using that to build your business. And you're not going to be the best fit for every single person out there. And that's okay.
Definitely okay. And you're probably not the best fit for your family or your friends, because that happens to everyone. I got a text just today, one of our agents, what do you do when you're family lists their house with someone else, I said, you do like the rest of us do. You suck it up and deal with it because it happens to all of us. It's the
Right.
moment. There's nothing you can do about it. It's always going to happen. Someone that you think is going to list with you or buy with you is going to come to you and say, oh, I bought a house. I didn't even realize you were still in real estate. Yeah.
Right?
You've heard that, right? Yeah. So anyways, yeah, marketing is a massive opportunity for agents, and those that get it really get it. And they're doing the things that they need to do, which is elevating their success. For instance, some of our agents, you know, I remember I did this challenge and I'd love to share it with you sometime, a 30-day challenge. Day one is a video about your personal life. Day two about your business. And then all the way through back and forth to 30 days. The agent did it. He got 6.5, 7 listings, made about $75,000 from that. 10 minutes a day for 30 days.
Oh my gosh, you got to send that to me. I'm totally launching it here.
Listen, I was on a call last night, this call, and the guy said something. You know, I don't know if you ever heard of Bob Proctor. He was in The Secret. His son, Brian, was doing the training last night, and he said this, and I sat there and I thought, oh my goodness. He said, what if you just take 1 minute every day for 365 days and you do a 1 minute TikTok video? What's going to happen to you by the end of that year? You're going to know how to use TikTok better than ever. You're going to build an audience. You're going to have engagement following people knowing you for 1 minute, 60 seconds a day.
Yeah, that's crazy. But we're too busy, right? We can't take the time to do it.
Yeah. Nobody's that busy. You can't take a minute. You take a minute.
You know, something that is very apparent when talking to you is that you have a mindset for continuous learning. You're not sitting here explaining how you know everything. You're constantly bringing up stuff that you're learning. I love that. I love that about you.
I love learning. If I could get paid to learn, that's what I would do for a living.
You kind of are getting paid to learn, though.
I mean, I guess if you look at it.
You're getting paid to learn and share.
Love coaching and being coached. I love getting opinions from people more successful than I am. One of the things I love about Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich is when he talks about seeking expert counsel. And to me, that's my favorite part of the entire book, because that has helped catapult my career. Because anytime that I had questions, I'd go to someone that knew more than I did. So even when I worked in a real estate office, I remember they asked me, where did I want to sit? And there was an open desk next to the top agent. He had an office, but there was a desk outside his office. And I knew if his door was open, I could hear him. So I sat by him so I could hear how he talked, what he said to the people, how he held himself and carried himself through the business. I learned so much from sitting in that chair because I wanted to seek expert counsel. Why would I sit by all the new people? Not that they're bad, because you got to be new. Everyone's new. But I wanted to learn from someone that was successful. So I've pretty much spent the last 20 years learning from people that are much more successful than I am. I attend masterminds. I'm involved in many groups. I'm going to Toastmasters and National Speakers Association to learn to be a better speaker. And that's just making me better so that I can be a better leader. So everything that I'm learning is making me better at this craft.
You know, listening to other people, that's an interesting concept. Our office is an open concept office. We have an area that's wide open. And if you get a phone call and you need some privacy, we have a little phone booth that's sound insulated. You can step into that. So you're not exposed to noise all the time. But something that I find really great about open concept offices, and I had one when I had a law firm as well. I was the first one to ever have an open concept office, by the way, for a law firm. One of the reasons I did that and why I carry it over to the brokerage is because when I can hear people talking about anything, there's always opportunities to jump into the discussion and help, right? And a lot of things that you would never be aware of if everybody was tucked away inside an office space on their own. And I think that's so valuable to have even if it's not physically open, but to have that open concept mindset at your office where you can interject and discuss and throw in your ideas and that's okay. And that builds and adds value. And not everybody's opinion is always going to be something that aligns with yours, but still just considering a different viewpoint and looking at it from different perspectives and understanding that there's other perspectives is so valuable.
I think that every real estate agent should have a coach. I think that's, if you're going to spend money on anything, that's what you spend money on. Learn from people that are successful, learn from other real estate coaches, learn from mindset coaches, life coaches. Like, there is so much opportunity for you to be successful, but having a mastermind of sorts is important. And I think you need people to throw ideas up against. If I was smart, I would have learned more about marketing at an earlier age instead of having this beautiful ability to create. But if nobody sees it, what good does it do, right? And that's what marketing does. It allows people to see your message.
Well, and something that's also interesting about that is that everything kind of goes hand in hand. You were talking about having a mindset coach that has a direct impact on your professional career and vice versa. If you're doing coaching with somebody who's super successful in real estate, it will translate into your mindset as well. So they're not separate things. They're all intertwined. Mm-hmm. And just getting on the right path will put you on the right path in all of those areas.
Yeah. I just joined a new mastermind actually recently. And the way it came about was really cool. I got a text from someone I had met in a different mastermind. And he said, I want you to check out this mastermind. And yeah, I've been a part of so many things that I stopped looking. But this one was kind of cool. So I clicked on it and I looked at it. And I was like, wow, the person that started this mastermind is so unique. He's only 40 people in the mastermind. Usually there's 400 or 4,000, right? That's not a real mastermind. That's just someone teaching you how to be in a group. Well, this one is kind of different. And his thing is he's a creative disruptor, which is, that's music to my ears. I love creativity and I love disrupting. So it was kind of cool. So I'm excited to be in that one. I think that that's going to be the perfect fit for me at this point in my life to be involved with people that are, thinking on the same ideas that I have at all different industries, which is going to be fun.
So I wanted to mention something that I know about you, which is that you do a lot of motivational posts on social media. And you have figured out a way to maximize those. And I believe that you were also using ChatGPT for your voice. So generate something that sounds exactly like you, but you're not actually speaking. Is that right?
Yeah, I do all kinds of cool things. AI has literally changed my life to the better. And I am so fast because of it. I'm able to I can create something in Canva and have ChatGPT write me, 30 motivational lines based on whatever I tell it, to speak like me and all of that. And then all of a sudden hit a button, populate it into Canva, less than a minute, I have 30 graphics done. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane the stuff that I'm doing. And I'm actually thinking about teaching some classes on it about how to do that so you can be more productive, because what AI has given me back is my time.
Right.
I can do so much because of it, whether it's email writing, letter writing, or anything that's to do with, I have a question about something and I'm questioning it. And I sit there and think, okay, do I throw it in chat and say, help me with this. Think as if you are me. I tell it that. So it's learning me, because it does learn you. The more you use it, the more it learns who you are. So every now I'm actually building a model of me. I'm working with this lady and she's helping me build me. So it would be like Dion AI, right? And so we can work like that. And then now I'm doing something else. I'm going to be white labeling these apps that I'm just blown away by. And I can create a marketing mindset app that you can ask it questions like, hey, I'm having a really rough day. Can you give me some good tips on motivation? And it answers from all of the knowledge that I've given it. It's incredible. So if I could sit here all day for like 3 weeks and not do anything else, I would have the most amazing stuff coming out, but it's coming, but I still have to run a brokerage.
Oh man, it just gets in the way, doesn't it?
I know, like, come on, something I'll do this for me. Yeah, I think I'll just call Corbin. Can you come run this brokerage for about 3 weeks so I can do something? Because I have some ideas, but I am filled with ideas. My creativity is through the roof, going through the most saddest time of my whole life in the last 11 months. And I've used creativity to help me get through it. And I definitely use mindset. And if it wasn't for me studying every day, reading, listening, I mean, I've been listening to this genius wave when I go to sleep every night. So if you see this genius coming out of me, these words and things that I say, if you see that, it's maybe because the genius wave is really working.
So, well, there you go. So let's talk a little bit about how you interact with your agents, because you have a managing broker, right?
So yeah, we actually have a broker. So Mike and I are not brokers in our state. We're not, agents are called real estate agents or realtors. They're not called brokers like they are in other states. So I am the owner. Mike is my partner. And we have a broker who is a real estate attorney, which has been probably the best marketing tool we have if you talk about marketing. And you were an attorney as well. So good for your company, right? So you have this legal side, which is important. And then you have this creative side. And then you have Mike, his business sense. And then we have a COO. So we have some pretty cool things in place. As far as how we work with the agents, we don't get a lot of people coming in the office. this last couple of weeks, we've had a lot because of the NAR changes. So we've had some meetings, but mostly everyone works at home. And since COVID, since we were there before COVID, we got to see a lot of people coming in and then we got to see them not coming. It hasn't really changed much. So we have 5 offices, that most of which are empty about probably 70% of the time because the people just don't use them. So we don't see them like we want to see them. So we started this year, we did a happy hour around every office. So we're on our 4th one next week. So we have 5 offices and they're literally 190 miles round trip. So it's a lot of coverage. So we're doing a happy hour once every couple of months at each office location area, some other local business there to help support them. So that's how we're getting together and doing that. And we do every Wednesday, we do something called Ask Us Anything, which we created, which is every morning, every Wednesday from 9 to 10, we do a call where anybody can jump on and we ask any questions you want from myself, Mike, broker, COO, our mortgage partner, our insurance partner, and our closing partner. So they get on too, and we can ask questions. And then for about 20 minutes after that call, I do something called Up Coach, where I can coach them on any of the products we have or AI tools or things like that. So we don't have a lot of real communication. We do have a private Facebook page that we've had that since day one, and our agents use it a lot. So that's kind of how we do it. I wish we could see each other more. We do a heck of a bang up Christmas party though. We do it in January though, and or February next year, and we have the best time. And so we're trying to do things that keep us engaged with the agents. I do just a lot of text messaging. So every Christmas and normally Easter or Thanksgiving, I hand text every single person, 200 people. It takes my arms about to fall off by the end of it. But I do that. And then I think it's important because I think they appreciate that. And for me, I love doing it because I know that they know that I care. And then during the summer, I try to at least text once or twice, and I take a couple of days and do that instead of trying to do it all in the same day. Just to say, hey, you know, how are you? How's everything in your family? And let them know that I'm thinking about them. It's hard when you have 200 people. It's a lot of people. You know, and just it's hard to get them together because it's impossible. You can't get 200 people at the same time. It's just not going to happen. So doing everything I can for communications. We have text messaging platform and email and normal stuff.
Well, and that's the other great thing that I was talking about with actually a couple of brokers in Canada about is that people don't realize how virtual, how cloud-based Realty One Group actually is. Like everything we have is available virtually. So there's no, if you want a cloud-based model, we got it. We just have physical spaces on top of it. And we kind of make the perfect combo of a hybrid model where you get the benefit of both worlds. But there's nothing that a cloud-based brokerage can offer that we don't already have.
Nothing. There's nothing. We have the CRMs, we have the marketing tools, we have the One Design, which is our version of Canva. We have everything.
And we do all of our trainings via Zoom as well. So anybody can hop on whenever they want. And we do a lot of trainings here. That's been really in our focus this year.
I think that's going to be a new post for the next couple of days about the fact that we are virtual. You know, you're looking for a virtual company, you want to work at home. I know people love to get together still. So there's always that. So having the office does give us a benefit over some of the companies that are 100% virtual.
Agreed.
Because, you know, we have closings here every day. People come into the office for that reason every day. They don't want to go close on the hood of their car, which I did a couple times, or at the local restaurant. they want to close in an office. They like it. They feel professional. And, you know, we still give away free copies. So we could do something like that, which does bring people in because they can do free color copies. And that's super helpful. Little things make a world of difference. And, you know, they don't have to go to the local Kinko's and get things done. So.
And one of the things that I think are really a selling point with people like us is our accessibility, that we do answer our phone ourselves. I find it shocking how many brokers don't answer their phone at all.
You know, we've been, since we've opened, we've been answering, we have someone on our staff answering the phone on nights and weekends. We're just now going to get hire a service to do the nights and weekends because it's really taken away from their life. And I know that, but it's so fast and they get with it. Immediately they send us a message saying, hey, this is what's going on. But during the work hours and always, I'm always available. And Mike, he is too. If someone texts us in the evening and they need something, we know it's important. The cool thing is Jen, also the attorney broker, she is available just as we are. So, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, Jen, I need you. She's on it. So I think we've proved that we have a 24-hour hotline too that we've created so that anybody could call us. And we know if they're calling at 2 a.m., they're probably in jail and they need some help or some bail money. So most people don't literally call you at 2 a.m., but if you do, one of us will answer because it bounces to all four of us.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody the other day about calling in the middle of the night. I said, whatever, if it's real estate related, it probably is not going to move anywhere until the morning anyway. So just calm down and wait until the morning. But that's a great point. I did not think about this sitting in jail aspect. I need to
You
revise
gotta
that
think about that
policy.
too, especially around 2:30 because they just left. So yeah, you gotta be there for everything, just like a parent.
I love these social events that you're doing for your agents. I think if you don't do them super often, the agents are actually going to really appreciate them, and a lot of them will show up. And you said, I want to hear more about this banging Christmas party that you throw.
Oh my gosh. So the first 3 years we did it at a local fire hall, and it was just like a normal old-fashioned fire hall wedding where everybody's having a blast, getting drinking, having a ball. And then we started doing it at the local casinos. So we did one in the, we did one, two. We have three local casinos. We did one each year in each one. Last year, though, we did one in the casino, and they have a bar that has a bull, one of those bulls that you ride. So we got to take over the whole bar. So our company got the bar. There were people. They got to see sides of people, all sides, because they're upside down on the bull. Got to see all sides of people. And in the middle of the night, we had so much fun. I mean, the ones at the other ones, we were running around the hotel till 4 in the morning, having a good old time. So we just have a good time, and we know how to have fun. But we did do the old-fashioned fire hall type of thing first, and it was when we were first starting. And you don't have a lot of money. It's not like this is not a brokerage that the owners make as much money as the agents do. So you got to be selective on what you do. But as you grow, you can do something like a casino night and have a blast.
Well,
So
how
that's
many
something that
times did you ride the bull?
I didn't even ride the bull. I just watched them do it.
Oh, that's
I'm not
wrong. That's
definitely not
foul,
ride that bull
Dion.
because I have parts and pieces I need. So I want to be creative. I'm creative. I cannot afford to be doing something dumb. So I'm real picky. If I can drive a snowmobile, jet ski, or a fast car, I'm good. Don't give me something that I don't control myself. Forget it. I'm in total in control.
You didn't do that. I would have
I
totally
love it.
forced you to do it.
If you just saw our COO on the bull, oh, it was to die for. So yeah, we have some good videos, and we had a photographer, and we had an ice cream bar, and we had it was just like a carnival of sort right in the middle of the casino.
Oh, that's so fun. Let's ask the kind of the final question. What is it? Where do you want to be a year from now?
I want to have within the next year, I've created something that's so amazing that I'm making millions of dollars doing it. Just so you know, that's kind of where my heart is. And in the last, I did this year. I created my vivid vision, and it tells the story of where I want to be in the next 3 years. So you'll see there's a lot of amazing things happening in here because I expect to have a lot of amazing things in my life. So that being said, where I see myself in the next year is our brokerage to be at 300 agents. That's the goal. And at that point, we add a little more staff, and we make it so that I'm able to maybe step back a little bit so that I can focus on creating, because that's what I love to do most, is create. But and it could be creating stuff for the brokers, it could be creating stuff for other Realty Ones, it could be creating stuff for I don't know who, but that's my goal, is to be creative and live my life the way I want.
That's amazing. And I think that that's something that comes with success is that you realize that it's so important for you to be able to create a balance in your life, because most of us go really overboard when we're building something and kind of let go of that life piece almost altogether. I mean, I'm forced to have a little piece of that because I have kids, but they take what they take. It's
Yeah.
not like you can focus entirely on your career, but the older you get, the more you start to realize that having a better balance and being able to step back and being able to do things that you love is so important.
Yeah, I agree. And being able to help other people be successful is a big part of who I am. And if I could bottle that up and put that in, as a product, then I'll do it. But I'm not sure how to do it, but I'm not always worried about the how. I just know that I believe in myself enough to know there's something way bigger for me in my life. This is my journey through the real estate world, and my goal is to affect as many people as I can in a positive way every single day. And that's what I do.
And you host your own podcast too, right?
Yes, I'm at like 40 some already for this year. I have do a lot, and I've hired someone to help me so that I could get them, so I don't have to do the technical side. I just shoot it and go. So that's been extremely helpful. But I do love the podcast idea because I am getting to meet people all over the world that I've never known, and I'm building a network, unbelievable network. And I think for anybody that's in business, starting a podcast, it doesn't matter about who listens to it, how many people, or how many listeners you have. What matters is the impact that you can make. So someone told me, if you have 200 people listening on a podcast, just think about 200 people in a room and what that looks like.
That's a good point.
Right?
And what is your podcast called?
It is called Shine On Success.
Yes, I knew that, but I wanted you to say it out loud.
It's such a cool name. I love it so much because I like to shine my light. And one time there was this preacher that said something to me about being the little girl shining my light. And I never forgot that. And I always remember my family saying that I always lit up the room. So I want to continue to do that even through the darkest days. You know, I've been through some stuff in my life, just like all of you, but I opted to get up and keep pushing through.
Well, thank you for shining your light today on this podcast. I really appreciate you being on, and I love talking to you. I could do this for hours and hours and hours, but I think that we've covered a lot of ground. Is there any final thoughts you want to give the listeners?
No, I'm just extremely proud of you. You're amazing. When I first met you, I knew in that moment that we were very similar in our beliefs and the way we do things. And I love knowing there's someone else out there that's like me and that we can help each other get through all of this, because being a business owner is hard, especially hard when you're by yourself.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate you so, so much. My ex-husband, soon to be ex-husband, said that you look just like my sister, which I don't have a sister, which I think is awesome. So I think you and I are cut from the same cloth.
That's pretty cool. I like that. We'll have to talk more about that whole subject.
Oh, yeah. Fun subject.
All right. Have a good one. Take care.
All right. You too. Thank you so much for joining. Bye, Dion. Right,